Well, good evening. My name's David Litt. I'm a sales and marketing consultant and have been brought in by the Purium Health corporate team to put together a fast start training. I've been in and around the network marketing industry for 20 plus years and also built my own successful businesses from the ground up and really enjoy the process of creating a sales system. And that's what we're going to be covering here today is the first part of the Purium Fast Start success system. So, you've made two great decisions. The first is to look, feel, and perform like a younger person to use the Purium Health products. And the second decision is to make money, helping other people do the same thing that you're doing. And so, whether this is your first time that you've been in business or you've got decades of business experience, the goal is to help you to make some money, have some fun, and enjoy the financial freedom of being an entrepreneur, because success is directly in your control. And when you follow this success system and help others do the same, you're going to ensure consistency and duplication. And that's what brings financial freedom. So, what I'd like to do is start with a demonstration that I do in my live trainings. And it involves two groups of people. So I've got the left side of the audience, the right side of the audience, and I give both of them a big cardboard box with some instructions on it. And on the left team, I give them a very simple set of instructions. It's tap your right knee, pass the box to the next person. Tap your right knee, pass the box to the next person. The right team, unfortunately, gets a different set of instructions. Their instructions are spin the box clockwise three times, then counterclockwise once, touch your left knee, touch your right shoulder, spin it again once, end over end, then touch your right ankle, and then pass it to the person next to you. So we start this contest, the left team versus the right team. Before we start, I tell everybody they can't look at the instructions. We start with one person on the left team, one person on the right team. We try to get it through the entire audience and see who's faster. So, of course, the left team starts going very quickly. Touch your right knee, pass to the next person. Touch your right knee, pass it to the next person. So, very quickly, they're through 5 people, 10 people, 15 people, and the box is moving all throughout the rows. And the poor right team is sitting there trying to go through this much more complicated process. And now the people who are in the rows behind get very frustrated with their team. They think that the people on their team are really not as smart as the people on the other team. They're just angry that their box isn't moving because they're getting competitive and they're losing and losing and losing. And then I stop the process. And I say, okay, now what we're going to do is whoever has the box, you're going to read the instructions one time. And then you're going to do what they say, and then you're going to tell the person next to you what to do, and they can't look at the instructions, and you're going to pass the box that way, telling the person what to do. And of course, the right team is so frustrated because the person almost throws up their hands and says, "There's no way that I can explain this to the next person." But the left team is able to, even without looking at the instructions, explain what the process is. In fact, the people in the rows behind can see what the people in front of them are doing. It's so simple, touch your right knee, pass it to the next person, that they're able to duplicate. And that's really what we're talking about. It is creating a system that is simple, that is a blueprint for duplication. So we want to be like that left team, that team that has a method of operation that's so simple that anyone can do it, and then the box doesn't stop. And that what happens is if the process is too complicated, then the box stops. And if the box stops, then there is no more duplication, and you have to go find new people. And then ultimately, you may get frustrated to the point where you brought on 2 people, you brought on 5 people, you brought on 8 people, and none of them are able to move the box. None of them are able to bring other folks in, and then your belief system starts to break down. So that's the key to this system, is to keep it simple and follow the same system. Now, I'm not a big fan of McDonald's foods, but I am a big fan of McDonald's system. They became the biggest fast food chain in the world, not because they have the best hamburgers, but because they have the best system. And so that's what we really want to focus on, is creating a system so that you can own your own business, not be owned by your own business. And I know some of you are saying, "Well, wait a minute, I'm an entrepreneur. The reason I started my Purium business, I want to do my own thing." And well, the reality is, if you want to be successful, you want to do the same thing. And then later on, after you have thousands and thousands of people in your business, then you might get creative and do some specific things, some different types of target marketing and processes. But in the beginning, for sure, you want to capitalize on the power of leverage and duplication. You know, my favorite analogy around leverage and duplication is the analogy you probably heard of, which is if you double a penny every day for 30 days, it becomes more than $1 million. Now, what you may not know is that actually after 6 days, it's less than a dollar, and after 10 days, it's right at about $10. So when you double a penny every day, it goes 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, $1.28, 256, 512, 1024. So after 10 doublings, you're at $10.24. So you're going to do this for 30 days, and after 10 days, you're one-third of the way through time-wise. You would think if you got a little over 10 bucks, you'll probably have $30. But the reality is you're going to have $1 million, not $30, $1 million. And that's what happens, is that people in this business, because it's so highly leveraged, they quit before the power of leverage can start working on their behalf, start working with them instead of against them. So this business, Purium Health Products, and all network marketing businesses by design will take more time, more money, and more effort in the beginning. And that sounds unfair, but that's the only way that you can get that exponential benefit of the leverage on the back end, where you're going to be earning checks. Hopefully many of you will be earning checks months or years from now, where you can do very little and earn a lot. And that's really the ultimate dream, to have that financial freedom and to have duplication and leverage working on your behalf. So you've got other people who enroll in your business that invest their time, their money, their contacts, their efforts, which by definition helps to build your business. So when you start to see people show up in your organization, see people show up in your downline and back office that you don't know who they are. They enrolled and suddenly you wake up in the morning, you have two more people or three more people or eight more people and you had nothing to do with it. That's a beautiful thing. That's a magical moment. So in our process, what we want to do is have you be a student, a tour guide, and a coach. So we're going to try to make this a system-dependent rather than a people-dependent process. So as a student, no matter how much you think you know, you're going to follow this training guide, follow this training system. As a tour guide, you're going to be directing people to information, having them experience products, learn more information, and help them to understand it, and then ultimately enroll people and act as a coach and set a positive example and help everyone on your team succeed. Now, I feel it's important that you make 5 commitments and you're on your way to success. And basically, if this is a business of duplication, you yourself need to become worthy of duplication. If we're going to be creating a blueprint, an imprint of who you are and what you do, you better be the right person and you better act the right way. Otherwise, you're going to have dozens or hundreds of people who are all doing goofy things, and then ultimately your business will fall apart and break down, even if you have some success in the beginning. So if you follow these 5 commitments, teach other people to follow these 5 commitments, you're going to be in great shape. The first one is, I'm going to keep my commitments. I'm going to always act with integrity and good intentions. And I've known Dave for a long time, and I know that that's something that's very, very, very important to him, is he wants to have an organization he can be proud of. That's why he started this business, to help the health of people around the world, as well as the wealth of people around the world, but he wants to make sure that we act with integrity. The second commitment is, I'm going to treat my Purium business like a business, not like a hobby. Hobbies cost you money, businesses make you money, so you may have to invest more time, money, and effort on the front end, just like you would any other business, to get the rewards on the back end. The third is, I'm going to invite people to learn about my Purium business on a regular and consistent basis. You're only open for business when you're talking to new people. Now, I used to own a spa. I knew the hours of the spa. My staff knew the hours of the spa. We knew the location of the spa. And we were open for business 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. We were open 8 to 4 on Saturdays. Everyone knew the hours. Everyone knew when to come in. And that's when we were open for business. Now, your Purium business is only open when you're talking to new people. So people are not going to come knocking on your door asking you what you're doing and how they can buy a product that they don't even know about. You're going to have to go out and tell them, and we're going to show you how to promote. The fourth is, I'm going to follow the system and encourage others on my team to do the same. It's a business of duplication, so everybody's going to be doing the same thing. The fifth And maybe the most important commitment is I'm going to be here 1 year from now. I have a no turn back commitment to success. The good news about your Purium business is it's very inexpensive to start. The bad news about your Purium business is it's very inexpensive to start. And that means that people will get into this business without the commitment level that they may have had if they started a conventional business. As I said, I owned a spa. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars opening up my spa. Believe me, I had a 1 year no turn back commitment. I had more than a 1 year no turn back commitment because I knew that making this investment was a serious investment for me, and I was going to invest my time, my money, my effort to make sure that it worked. So what I find when you're starting this process is just like opening up a new restaurant or a new retail store, you want to have a grand opening. You want to tell people about your business. And even if your business has been open a little while, you want to tell them about that. You want to treat today like it is your grand opening. And so even though we're not going to do a lot of presenting ourselves, what I found is that people are hesitant to go out and be a tour guide and talk about the business at all if their belief level is not high. And so if you're trying to persuade people, and I don't think persuade is necessarily a bad word, but if you're trying to share information and instill belief in others, the way that you're going to be able to do that is if your belief level is high. So it's a two-step process. Believe, instill belief. Believe, instill belief. It doesn't matter who you look at in today's popular media. You can take two people from entirely different sides of the spectrum. You can take Oprah Winfrey and Rush Limbaugh, two people who have very different audiences, but they're able to inspire those audiences to action, to get people to listen to them and believe in their ideas. And the reason is because their belief level in their worldview is very, very high. And so from that worldview, from that perspective, they're able to instill belief in others because they're so consistent and compelling with their message because their belief is so high. So before we really get started in our business, you need to make sure that you have a high belief level in the industry. And you know, in today's day and age right now with the economic times we have, unless you're super rich or super naive, you're probably looking for additional income. And most people out there are looking for additional income or replacement income. So this is a great time to own your own home-based business and to introduce other people to home-based businesses, because all across the spectrum of the economy, people are hurting. They're either unemployed, underemployed, overworked, underappreciated. Their real estate is down. Their stock investments are down. Whatever it may be, they're having a tough time and probably not as well off as they were a few years ago. Their college funds are down. Their 401k is down and retirement savings. So when business is good, when the economy is good, the home-based business industry is good. When the industry is bad, when the economy is bad, the home-based industry is even better because people are looking for additional income. So if your belief level is questionable on network marketing right now, there's a lot I can say about that, and I'm sure in the upcoming weeks and months we'll talk about that. The second is your belief level on the product and the story and Purium Health. And so, you know, the products that we have here with anti-aging products, weight loss products, sports nutrition, detox, I mean, those are four great compelling categories of products. Of course, we've got the farms, the manufacturing, you know, controlling costs, controlling quality. We've got the brilliance of Dave Sandoval and his background of putting products together for decades and decades. You know, so right now, today, the healthcare industry is in a shambles. It's the largest industry in the United States today. Literally, one out of every $6 in the United States is spent on healthcare. Americans spend $7,500 per person per year, and it's really not healthcare, it's sick care. And so investing a little bit of that money into well care, into healthcare, into anti-aging or weight loss or sports nutrition or detox is a great idea, and we're a great place to do that. And again, we'll have a lot more to say about our product line and this company and why your belief level should be so high. And then ultimately, your belief level in yourself is very important. Before you go out and be a tour guide, you're going to have a hard time convincing other people to join your business if you're not sure if you should be in business yourself. So we'll be talking about that on the back end of our training. But I find that, you know, it's a good place right up front to just have that check, which is to say, hey, you know, am I excited about what I'm doing? Do I have a vision for how big my business can be, what life can be like when I have the option of not working or working? I had the option of sharing this with anybody all around the United States. So there's a lot to be said for this business model, a lot to be said for this product line, a lot to be said for yourself as an entrepreneur and your belief level. And the higher your belief level is, the more you believe in your own story and the company story, the more that you have your own personal testimonial and you're using the products and you believe in holistic healthcare, all those things are going to show up in the music. Not just the words, but the music, so that people are excited to be around you. They feel your energy, they feel your health, they feel your enthusiasm for what you're doing. Because you're going to go out and you're going to tell people about what you're doing. You're going to be promoting this business. You're going to be opening doors and letting prospects in. You're going to be acting as a tour guide, constantly contacting new people and showing them what this product line's about and what this business is about. And you know, when I say tour guide, I mean that quite literally. I mean, if you can imagine that your business is a tour, and whether it's a tour to go see the world's tallest mountain, or whether it's to go into a cave, or whether it's to go to, you know, around a city, or wherever it is, it's this tour that you're going to be taking people on, and you're going to get paid a commission on all the people that come through your tour. Well, you want to make that tour exciting and entertaining, but you want to make it so simple that you're not spending all day long, you know, taking one person through the tour. So the more fun it is, the more simple it is, the more entertaining it is for you and for your prospect, the more people you can put at the front end of your tour, get them through the tour, and the more that they'll tell other people to go through the tour as well. And then ultimately, you need to train those people to be tour guides also. So if you can imagine that you're going to be doing a city tour of San Francisco, you know, if you have a simple script and a simple way that you show the information and how it goes, and you start bringing people through the tour, and then you start to get other tour guides and train them how to do it, it's going to be easier to do that if the tour is the same every time. If the tour is totally different every time, and totally improvised and very complicated, and has all different sorts of ways that you may or may not do it depending on who you're talking to and when you do it, it's going to be very hard to get a lot of people through the tour, and it's going to be hard for you to make a lot of money. So, the process that we use, we call pipeline, and pipe, PIPE, is an acronym for prospects, invitation, presentation, and role. So you may have heard of the sales pipeline. I got a lot of people in the pipeline. Well, most people just talk about that as just a concept, but we're really going to use that word pipe, prospects, invitation, presentation, and role, to guide us through our own Purium health process. And on the rest of the call here today, we're going to be talking about prospects. We're going to talk about the people that you want to contact. You're going to identify prospects that are likely to be interested in the products and, more importantly, into the business of what Purium does. So, how do you make your prospect list? Well, first of all, how important is your list? In my opinion, your list is your business. Again, going back to my spa, I had a facility and I had employees and I had equipment and I had products. I had all sorts of things. In fact, I carried Purium Health products in my spa, but you know, I had a physical location. You don't have a physical location, and so your list is your business. It's your control center. It's where you show up to work. So we're talking about a physical list. Now, some people like to put it on a yellow legal pad. Other people like to make an Excel spreadsheet. Other people like to make a Word document. You know, some people like to print it out. You know, my preference is to make it a computerized list, but to print it out and start to scribble on it and write on it and make notes. And then about every 2, 3, 4 months, I have to redo it. I have enough notes. I have enough things where people move up, people move down, people get crossed off, that you know, I have to revise my list. And so I like to have a working list for a few months, depending on the business I'm in. So how many people should be on your prospect list? As many as possible. So if you've got one person who's got 50 people and another person who's got 500 people, the chances of a person who has 500 people having more success than a person who has 50 is tenfold. And then you know, you want to talk to the highest quality people first. So what we're going to do is a two-step process. Number one is we're going to create the biggest list possible. We're going to focus on quantity. And then step two is we're going to focus on quality. We're going to prioritize that list. And we'll go through both of those processes right now. So let's talk about quantity. I mean, really, there are two types of people: people you know who are warm prospects, and people you don't know who are cold prospects. And in this training here tonight, we're just going to be talking about the people you know, because surprisingly, you know a lot of people. You know hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And where do you know these people, and how do you know these people? Start with your cell phone address book, your email address book, and a lot of people have multiple email addresses. Your physical address book, your little black book, your day planner, your Christmas card list, business cards. You may have a lot of business cards that people have handed to you over the years, either in your home office or in your business office, that you haven't integrated into your email or your cell phone list. Any phone list that you have from your church or your temple or your kids' school or your workplace or your former workplace, your baseball team, whatever it may be, there's any place that you've got a name, a phone number, an email, look through your home office file, your insurance agents, your doctors, your dentists, and we'll create a memory jogger for people, to help you think of more. Because I mean, actually, you've got, if you're on Facebook and you do some social networking, we're going to talk about that tomorrow night. There's a lot that you can do as far as the people of the friends that your friends know, the parents of your kids' friends, your spouse's family, your former coworker. So there's a lot of folks, and if you treat it as a treasure hunt, how many people can I find? I'm gonna make more money based on the number of people I find. Try to make that list as big as possible. And if you say, well, it's already in my cell phone, it's not good enough. Take it out of your cell phone, write down all of those names on a piece of paper, and you say, well, wait a minute, that's a lot of work and it's a lot of effort. And hey, if you treat it like a business, it'll make you money. If you treat it like a hobby, it's going to cost you money. So this is going to be something that's going to take you a few hours. You're going to sit down, you're going to write out, you're going to type out, you're going to put everything from your cell phone, your email, your physical address book, and you should have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. I'd be very surprised if I came over to your house and sat down with you and went through your business cards and your phone lists and your home files, and we went on a treasure hunt. I'd be surprised if you didn't have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And some of you who keep databases, especially email databases, and search through some old emails, maybe of friends of friends, people who emailed you jokes that have 20 or 30 or 50 emails on. Some of those are good names. So that's the quantity piece. Then the second is the quality piece. So we're going to prioritize your list based on two things: the strength of your relationship, and secondly, we're going to prioritize it based on the likelihood that your prospect is going to be successful in the business. So, or said another way, we're going to focus on the easiest people to talk to and the best people to talk to, the easiest and the best. And so we're going to start to go through, and I like to do ABC. So, as far as the easiest people to talk to, these are people that you know very well, that you think are going to be interested in the business, that you know on a first name basis. So these are your neighbors, these are your good friends, these are your family members, these are the people at business that you work with all the time, that you could just pick up the phone and say, hey, it's David, and they know who it is. Those are going to be your A's. Then you're going to have other people who are B's, people that, maybe your brother-in-law or, somebody that you see at basketball. You don't know them that well. You may not even have their phone number or their email, but you know where to see them, but you like them, they like you. And then you've got your C's, people that you just happen to have on an old list, an old church list or whatever. They're still a name, still a phone number, somebody you remember that might remember you, but they're a C. Now, what we're going to do is go through and prioritize the best people, the likelihood the prospect's going to be successful in the business. These are your natural networkers, your entrepreneurs, your business owners, people who are respected, that are in many social groups, that are outgoing, that love health, that are focused on well-being, that are optimistic and energetic, and people you want to do business with, opinionated and well-informed. Hey, this is your opportunity to create your own board of directors. And so you're going to find those best people. And again, you're going to go through A, B, and C, and you're going to say, wow, these are great people that I know. Now, they may not be the people you know the best. They may not be the easiest people to talk to. They may not be the ones that you think are going to be the easiest to get interested in the business, but they're the ones you think will do the best in the business. They're the, oh my gosh, A player. If I could get that person with their sphere of influence and their money and their contacts and their energy and their business knowledge, wow. That's somebody I want in my business. So you go through A, B, and C. And really, to start, we're looking for at least a dozen of the easiest people to talk to, and we're looking for at least a dozen of the best people to talk to. So that way you have 24 great people to talk to, because what we're going to do next in the prospects invitation presentation enroll process is we're going to make an invitation. And one of the best ways to make an invitation is to say, "Hey, Mary, hey, Bill, hey, Sue, I chose you. I'm calling you because I think you're going to be great at this business." Or, "I'm calling you because I love you. And man, we are close. And I want to do this business. And I think you would love to do this business as well." So those conversations are a little different for all different types of people. And that's where we're going to pick it up next, is we're going to go through, we're going to talk a little bit about expanding beyond just your list and talk about Facebook and social networking and advertising just a bit. And then we're going to get into the invitation, presentation, and enroll process, what you say, what you don't say, and how to get somebody interested in trying the product, joining the business, and being on your team. And that's what the next step is. So thanks so much for listening, and excited to have you on board, excited to get you going fast and to get your team going fast. So enjoy the rest of the training, and we will talk to you tomorrow night.